A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Chagiga Chaf Vav, Chagiga 26a, paginations 51, towards the middle of the wide line in terms of height. We have a pasuk over here, which is cited as a source that when the Jewish people gather at the time of Yom Tov, they are all united and considered all accepted on the standards of the Beis HaMikdash. You'll remember in the past few dafim, we were discussing of a religious class distinction in that there were chaverim, there were people who were, if you will, part of the brotherhood. They were careful in the laws of Toma and Taira, of laws of ritual purity. And then there were other people who were called Amei Haaretz, people of the land, ordinary people, and they were not normally as careful when it came to the laws of purity. And therefore, during the year, there was a distinction in that a Chaver would not accept something that the Amei Haaretz would contribute. When it came to the holiday, however, the pasuk that cited states, "Vayeyosef kol yish Yisrael el ha'ir ki ish echad chaverim." The entire Jewish people gathered as brothers, united. Hakasav asan kulan chaverim. They're all considered brothers on the same level with no distinctions. And that's the pasuk which our Gemara, the Bavli, Babylonian Talmud, cites. The Marsha points out that the Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud, cites a different pasuk. The pasuk from the Shir HaMa'alos, towards the end of Tehillim, Yerushalayim HaBenuya, Yerushalayim that's built, Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov, it's a city that's united, Shesham Alu Shivatim, because that's where the tribes go up. And therefore the Yerushalmi learns that Yerushalayim, where the tribes go up, meaning Aliyah L'Regel, the holidays that we're discussing, during which they removed the class distinction, that's this pasuk, that for that period of time, during the regel, there would be no difference. There seem to be two reasons that Yerushalmi's pasuk is more comfortable. Number one, just basically, Rashi points out, without commenting on it, but this pasuk is by Pilegesh Begiva. It's a story at the end of the book of Shoftim, that the entire Jewish people gathered, and they were chaverim. It really was not a pasuk that seems to be referring to the Beis HaMikdash and Aliyah L'Regel. It's a little bit out of context. In a general sense, when people gather, they should be chaverim. The pasuk that the Yerushalmi is bringing is very focused on Yerushalayim, when the Shevatim go up. Also, the Marsha points out that any time that the Jewish people gather, they should be chaverim, according to the pasuk that we have. Whereas the pasuk that the Yerushalmi is citing specifically is referring to Yerushalayim, when the Shevatim go up. In any case, the class distinction was removed during this time period of Aliyah L'Regel. Different reasons are given. Some say because they didn't want the Amei Haaretz to be embarrassed. A related reason for Jewish unity, that at least for the holiday we should be united. And the most practical reason would be that the Amei Haaretz cooperated. They understood that there were specific standards, and for the holiday they would go to mikvah and they would be careful, and everything was good. After the holiday, in the words of Rashi, Magon Tomei Lemafreya, everything that the Amei Haaretz, who normally were not careful with all these things, everything that they touched would again be considered lemafrei tamei. That means that the working assumption during the holiday is that all is good, but after the holiday, being that during the holiday these things were touched, the working assumption was that we're supposed to be noheg, we're supposed to approach it in the same standards that we normally would, which are that it's supposed to be put into the mikveh to refresh it, to make it tahar again. So the Mishnah states at the bottom of the page, one line up, Ketzed ma'avir maltaras azara. How would they go about purifying the Beis HaMikdash again following the regel, following the holiday? Matvilinus hakelim shayu b'mikdash. They would be tovel all the vessels that are in the Beis HaMikdash. Everything went to mikvah. V'omrim lahem, but during the holiday they would tell the Kohanim, who were Amei Haaretz, who were guests, who weren't on the same level of being careful all year, they would tell them, Hizaru shelotigu b'shulchan. Don't touch the shulchan, the place where the showbreads were, because that is the one vessel, utensil, in the Beis HaMikdash that they would have trouble being tovel. Not because it didn't fit, you can make a big mikvah, but because it's supposed to be that the showbreads are on their tamid all the time. And that means that they wouldn't be able to take the showbreads off in order to immerse the shulchan. And therefore they instructed the Kohanim, even when they went into the Kodesh, that they would not touch the shulchan, because the shulchan after the regel would not be able to be purified. The Mishnah points out, Kol HaKelim Shayu B'Mikdash Yesh Lam Shniyim U'Shlishim. Everything that was in the Beis HaMikdash, they had doubles and triples. In case they would ever have something that became Tomei, they could easily replace it while the original went to Mikvah. Shem Nitmu HaRishonim Yaviyu Shniyim Tachteihim. It was replaceable. The Gemara poses a fascinating question regarding the Shulchan. We have a concern regarding the Shulchan. We don't want people touching it, because if they did, we would have to be metaherit in the mikvah, and we can't, because the bread has to be on it all the time. The tradition is that even when they switched the bread on the shulchan on Shabbos, they would switch it by pushing the new one on, and the old one would be taken off simultaneously, so that the shulchan always had bread on it. The question is, about 20 lines down, V'tepukle dekli eitz ha'osu l'nachesu. Why don't you consider in the laws of Tumah and Taira that the shulchan is a wooden vessel? Essentially, it's coated, but essentially it's a wooden vessel which is made to put things on, but it doesn't carry anything ever. It's never lifted. V'chol kli eitz ha'osu l'nachesu. Anything that's made out of wood to put things on it, lo metame, doesn't become tame. So you could have these Kohanim Amei Haaretz touch it. It makes no difference. It's not going to become tame. My timer, how do you know? Dumya de sak ba'inan, because things that become tame are compared to a sack. Ma sak metalta mole verekam, just like a sack can be moved. Avkom metata moliverekon, only things that are moved. And the shulchan, the working assumption was at this moment that it was never lifted. Answers the Gemara, Hainami metata moliverekon hu. Indeed, the shulchan was lifted. Kidresh lakish, tamerish lakish, maidich siv, ala shulchan hator mechlal shuhu tamei. The pasuk indicates that the shulchan could become tamei, and Rish Lakish explains how could it become tamei. If it's never lifted, then it can't become tamei. Elamalame shemagbiim oso. Indeed, the shulchan was lifted, because at the time of the regal of the holiday when the Jews came to visit the Beis HaMikdash, they would lift it, umarim bo le'ole regolim, and they would show the showbreads to the people who came for the holiday. They would show them the lechem aponim, ve'omrim lohem, ru'uchi baschem lefnei hamakom. Look at how much Hashem loves you. Siluko kesiduro, there's a miracle that it remained fresh. The way it was taken off was the way it had put on, that it was warm, fresh bread, as if from the oven. The Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught. Nesgodel nasa b'lechem aponim, there was a great miracle. Kesiduro kach siluko, the way it was put on, that's the way it was taken off. And apparently when they lifted it, that was something that the people could appreciate. One could ask, how would the people from the distance know if indeed it's warm and fresh? I mean, they're standing at the distance. How do they know? So just as a conjecture, perhaps the loaves were actually steaming. Perhaps. And that's what the Jewish people from the distance were able to see. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.